Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good, a podcast filled with upbeat news, thoughts, music, and inspiration from all around the world. Good things are happening every day, but sometimes they're hard to find, so this podcast is a daily collection of the good stuff. It's important for us to stay active and aware of the concerns in the world around us, but it's also vital to give yourself time to reframe and refocus in your daily routine. And we could all use reminders of the good in the world and the great things that are happening everywhere, every day. So with that said, here's today's Daily Good. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Daily Good Podcast. My name is Peter, and happy 8th of April, everybody. It is a Monday. It is the day after a total solar eclipse worked its way across the globe. I know several friends of mine that actually traveled across the country, and at least one friend who traveled out of the country to take in this very, very rare natural phenomena. I think that nature is absolutely astounding, and the really fun, cool things that are out there on our planet and in our universe for us to see is pretty remarkable. So happy day after the solar eclipse, everyone, and happy beginning of another week together. I am coming out of a pretty lovely weekend. My beautiful wife, Lauren, and I had a fine Saturday doing as little as we possibly could. And on Sunday, we did a little bit more of the same, but, you know, had a few chores to do around the house. We had a couple of private lessons to teach. And then I got to play music for swing dancers to dance to last night at Seattle's legendary Century Ballroom up on Capitol Hill. And that's always such a fun way for me to spend an evening, sitting up in a DJ booth, playing music, and watching a room full of people enjoying those songs. It's very gratifying. It satisfies my soul, which is actually the name of a song that I played last night. So I am feeling pretty good heading into this week. My efforts at self-care, my attempts at trying to do less stuff in order to give myself more time to rest and recuperate, it's working. And so I can tell you right now, if you are feeling overextended, if you are feeling exhausted in life, give yourself the time off. Make the time happen. Carve it out. You might wind up disappointing some people, but they will understand in the end when you come back rejuvenated and able to do things better. It's so important and so healthy, and I love that I am starting to feel those positive effects already. So that, of course, leads me to ask, how are you doing today? It's the beginning of your week as well, and so this is your chance to kind of check in with yourself as we get underway for the next 5 days and make sure that the path upon which you are treading is the path that you wish to tread. And if not, maybe take a fork at the next trail and head in a different direction. It's your journey after all, and you can make all the decisions that you need to. I know that no matter which direction we choose to go, which path we choose to take, it's always going to go better if we just pause for a moment and take a slow, deep breath in together and then let it out again really slowly. And now that we're just that little bit more relaxed, let's head into today's podcast and hear about our first good news story for today, which is terrific news about a decline in logging in some very important rainforest regions. So deforestation in both Brazil and Colombia has plummeted after changes in political leadership, and this is according to an analysis by the World Resource Institute's partnership with the University of Maryland. So tree loss in the Brazilian part of the Amazon rainforest fell 39% when President Da Silva took over last year. And in Colombia, logging has dropped by nearly half under the new premier Gustavo Petro. The WRI, however, said that the bigger picture was one of two steps forward, two steps back, because some of those gains were wiped out by felling and fires in places such as Bolivia, Laos, and Nicaragua. According to Micaela Weisse, the WRI's Global Forest Watch director, steep declines in the Brazilian Amazon and Colombia show that progress is possible. That takes us to The Good Word, the segment of the podcast where we turn to the power of great language to improve our lives every single day. Well, all last week we heard quotes and excerpts of poetry from the brilliant English poet George Herbert. And this week we get to hear, similarly, great quotes and great excerpts of poetry from another great English poet, William Wordsworth, who was part of the English Romantic poetry movement alongside people like Samuel Taylor Coleridge. So the reason that we're doing this is because, well, Wordsworth's birthday was on April 6th, so just a couple of days ago. Sorry, April 7th. What am I saying? It was literally yesterday. That is the anniversary of his birth. And he lived to the ripe old age of 80, which was plenty of time for him to write some of the greatest poems in the English language. And we will be hearing excerpts from some of those, as well as just some of his great quotes all week long, starting with this excerpt from his collection of lyrical ballads. The best portion of a good man's life, his little, nameless, unremembered acts of kindness and love. It's a great quote. And of course, if you can remove the gender-specific pronoun there, obviously it applies to everyone in the human race. The best portion of a good person's life, not best in the sense of like the highest example of it, but the largest portion of a good person's life, their little, nameless, unremembered acts of kindness and love. And again, that's something that's been at the heart of this podcast since day one. The idea that if we all focus a little bit more on good things and positive things, and then use that sense in our minds and our hearts to inform the way that we move through the world and that we interact with other people, that we will start to just distribute these small acts of kindness to everyone with whom we come in contact all day, every day. And if we can all focus on that, I think that the net result is overwhelming goodness. That's the goal. And it all comes down to the little things. As Wordsworth said, the best portion of a good man's life, his little, nameless, unremembered acts of kindness and love. William Wordsworth. That takes us to Good to Know, the segment of the podcast where I try to dazzle you with fascinating facts and trivia on whatever subject I choose. Well, last week there was no particular overarching subject. It was just a random grab bag of bits of trivia that I've collected, and I enjoyed it so much that we're going to continue to go through that collection of weird trivia of mine. So try this one on for size. The Karni Mata Temple in Deshnoke, India, is home to 20,000 rats. And they are believed to be descended from an incarnation of the Hindu goddess Durga. Good to know. We come next to our second good news story for today's podcast, and this is more good news in the ongoing fight against dementia. So this takes us specifically over to the UK, and so the information here is specific to the UK. But of course, when it comes to medical science, progress tends to leap borders rapidly. So just kind of keep that in mind. So the UK is going to be trying out blood tests for dementia, which is something that experts say could bring in a whole new chapter in treating this disease. It's a 5-year study involving 5,000 volunteers across 50 memory clinics that are a part of the National Health Service, or NHS. These tests are going to be looking for proteins and other biomarkers that signal the early signs of Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. It's a joint effort between University College London and the University of Oxford, and experts are hoping that it will bring cutting-edge tests a step closer to the National Health Service, which will help bring about earlier diagnoses and new drug treatments. Fiona Carragher, Director of Research and Influence at Alzheimer's Society, said, quote, "It now feels like we're on the cusp of a new chapter on how we treat dementia in this country." That brings us next to Wonderful World, the segment of the podcast where we get to travel all over this big, beautiful planet of ours together, thanks to the marvels of modern technology. Well, all this week, we are going to be exploring one of my favorite countries in the world, Ireland. My beautiful wife, Lauren, and I were there not too long ago. We got to head over that way and teach a weekend workshop, a whole bunch of great classes. And then we got to rent a car and travel around the country for a couple of days. And that was absolutely delightful. So what I'm going to be doing all this week is bringing you along and showing you some of my favorite places around Ireland. But we're going to be doing that through the lens of a couple of different tour group sort of websites and a couple of different ways to explore the country through food and through music and through museums. But we start off exploring the history of Ireland, which is a favorite way to get acquainted with a country. And we're doing that courtesy of one of the unwitting patron saints of this podcast, Rick Steves. So this is a collection of snippets from his Rick Steves Europe television series that he has compiled into a video that he calls Historic Sites of Ireland. And it's a good one. It's only about a little over 10 minutes long. But in those 10 minutes, he manages to share with you quite a few remarkable historic sites around the country. So as we kick off this week-long theme exploring Ireland, click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, head on over to YouTube, and spend 10 minutes or so exploring the historic sites of Ireland with Rick Steves. That takes us next to the rotating segment of the podcast. Every day of the week, this segment has a different theme. And on Mondays, we kick off the week with a good one, where I get to share with you a joke of questionable humorous value. And it's up to you to decide whether or not you think it's funny enough to share with your friends or terrible enough to inflict on your enemies. So here is your joke for today. I lost my job at the bank on my first day. A person asked me to check their balance, so I pushed them over. Good one. So we wrap up today's podcast with Sounds Good, the segment where I get to talk to you about music and musicians that I love. Well, what else can I say? Yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of Eleonora Fagan, who was born on April 7th, 1915, but became better known to the world many years later as a teenager as Billie Holiday. Now, of course, since it was Billie Holiday's birthday yesterday, I played some of her music last night at the ballroom. And I gotta say, it is not hard to get people out onto the dance floor to her music, especially her earlier stuff when she was recording with some of the greatest swing musicians of the entire swing era. Musicians like Teddy Wilson, Buck Clayton, Lester Young, Joe Jones, Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw. Pretty much every major player of the era was on a session with her at some point from 1933 until well into the mid and early 50s. She was a prodigious, prolific recorder and had one of the most unique voices in the history of modern music. There's really no one that sounds quite like Billie Holiday, although some people try. It's hard to do, and at best, you kind of hear people who are, well, clearly doing a reasonable facsimile of a Billie Holiday impersonation, but you can't beat the real deal. So all this week, I'm going to be sharing with you some of my favorite Billie Holiday recordings, but I wanted to start things off kind of working our way backwards with a performance that she gave on live television, a show called Art Ford's Jazz Party, which was a TV show in New York in the late 1950s. In this particular episode, Billie is the featured artist, and the band behind her is just, well, it's what they would have called a murderer's row among jazz musicians back in the day. Just some of the greatest musicians of all time on their instruments. You've got Buck Clayton on the trumpet, who played for many, many years in Count Basie's first incredible orchestra. Tyree Glenn on the trombone, who, among many other claims to fame, played with the Louis Armstrong All-Stars for a long time. Georgie Ald is in there on the tenor sax, and he was just one of the great sort of journeyman sax players who played with all kinds of incredible bands back in the day. And you've got the remarkable Mary Osborne playing rhythm guitar, and she just sort of stands out because you can kind of count on one hand the number of famous, impressive jazz guitar players who happen to be female, but Mary Osborne is definitely in there. So you get the first 10 minutes or so, not quite 10 minutes, of this episode of Art Ford's Jazz Party, but you hear three great Billie Holiday songs. Foolin' Myself opens the set, and she follows that up with Easy to Remember, and then she wraps up this particular clip with a rendition of what was her first big hit back in 1933, What a Little Moonlight Can Do, and she swings that into bad health. So, as we kick off a week celebrating the music of Billie Holiday, click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, head on over to YouTube, and spend a little less than 10 minutes taking in the musical artistry of the great Billie Holiday. And that's it for today's Daily Good. There are links to many of today's segments on the website at the-daily-good.com. Make sure to check out our Instagram account and Twitter feed to get more of the Daily Good every day. Our theme music, On the Sunny Side of the Street, was recorded by the brilliantly talented Jonathan Stout. Thank you again so much for joining me, and come back anytime you need a boost.